Hello, is William Moose there?
Yes, this is him.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a quick question about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Am I talking to William Moose?
Yes, you are.
Yes? Okay, thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, or mixed race?
African-American.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50.
What is your age?
43.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
Probably 6 or 7.
Thank you, thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
I do know that the debates will be tomorrow, so I would say I've been following it. Repeat the choices that I have again.
Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, not closely at all.
Somewhat closely.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how have you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Neither. Neither.
Sorry?
Disapprove or approve. Neither disapprove or approve.
Okay,
neither
thank
one.
You.
Neither one.
Thank you, I got you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2. Border security, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense guns reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the ground people, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, combating divisions and racism, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare.
K-12 education.
Next one is protecting and strengthening social security and Medicare, making college more affordable and forgiving student debts, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Okay, thank you. Next one is, now I'd like to rate your feeling towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You might use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how do you feel. If you have no opinion or never have heard about a person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one is Josh Stein.
I never heard.
Never heard? Okay. The second one is Donald Trump.
Sixty-five. Uh-huh.
Third one is Jill Stein.
What's the name again?
Jill Stein.
Sixty.
Tim Scott. Democrats in Congress.
78.
Joe Biden.
67.
Mark K. Robinson.
53.
Sorry?
53.
53. Republicans in Congress.
53 for them too.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
72.
Kamala Harris.
70.
70?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. And I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were in independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, Libertarian Mark Rose, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay. Which candidate would you lean toward supporting? Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, Libertarian Mike Rose, or Green Party candidate Wayne Turner?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
No, sir, I haven't.
Would you say is just a lot, just some, only a little bit, or not at all? No. That shit.